We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the studios at 345 Hudson Street, it is a good evening to you and I. You be at 7:36 and 5 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there, and on the other side of the glass, Nick Theodoro and No from the 1-877. 337-6666. And, of course, we'll take you on a Thursday schmooze right up until Jody McDonald. Jody Mack coming your way at 11. He'll be going from 11 to 2, and then at 2, Paulie Rosenberg overnight under the covers from 2 until 6. And there is your schedule for right now. We will get into the Metropolitans in a moment or two or three. They are trailing Miami in the top of the second inning at Citi Field by the score 2-1. We'll get into all things Metropolitans eventually. But last night, as the raindrops were falling on everybody's head, we saw every single one of the 32 swings and misses by the Yankee ace. And most of those very soft Southern California breezes came about from Ohtani, the MVP to be in the American League. Ohtani, with 3 of the 15 Ks from Cole, never, not once, not a single time ever fouled off a pitch. Blown away with a not one, not two, not three, but 4 seam fastball twice and a changeup once. Only 3 times did the ace go to a 3-ball count last night over those 116 pitches through 7 innings. You could make the argument that was his best outing to go right along with that weekend outing against the Houston Astros, in which he threw 129 pitches. Last night may have been his best outing as he gets ready for any kind of September run the Yankees hope they go on. And again, only 3 times to a 3-ball count last night, 15 Ks and no walks among those 116 pitches over the 7 innings. And oh, sure, he threw a few knuckle curves and a few split fingers and some sliders, but it was that hard stuff. And did he reach Mach speed? Well, he came close. About the only way I could compare, if Superman is faster than a speeding bullet, then the Yankee ace might be faster than both the man and the bullet.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Dominant. You know, he's obviously had some really good ones in his career, and certainly with us the last 2 seasons. That, for me, was up there. In control, felt like his fastball was probably as good as it's been all year.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Cole Deals struck him out swinging fastball away. It blew him away. It was 99 away.
Thought that we were
unpredictable and able to use the fastball and challenge guys over the plate once we got the lead.
More powerful than a locomotive.
It's one of those fun matchups if you're a baseball fan, see Gerrit Cole going against Shohei Ohtani.
Two balls and two strikes. Got it.
In the thick of danger, helping friend or stranger, wherever evil can be found. Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane? No. Who is it?
Now, here is the 0-2 to Walsh. There he struck him out swinging at 100. What an effort by Gerrit Cole.
I felt that like I wasn't just exerting like a ton of energy early and then able to locate. And then once I got in a rhythm, I was able to kind of add and subtract and felt confident in where the ball was going.
Cole has done a really good job against Shohei Ohtani as far as pitch sequences today. All three at bats.
Two balls and two strikes. Got him again. 99 mile an hour heater.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Using the fastball how they wanted to, he was able to move it where he wanted to. You know, I thought he did a great job with Ohtani, but that was a Gerrit Cole ace dominant performance.
Gerrit Cole has a 1-2-3 in the second, and he finishes the night with a 3-1 lead, 15 strikeouts, and no walks. Wow.
Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane? No. What is it? It's Superman.
And the offense more than enough last night. And the best thing that ever happened to Luke Voit, and you only need to use two words, Anthony Rizzo. Voit is determined to keep his locker, determined to show everybody he is second to none at first base, determined to make the difference he's making. And his two-run single with two outs last night, Gardner with an RBI single with two outs, and Aaron Judge, number 30, with the long and longer drives he's known to hit, 75 RBIs to go along with it, and, of course, his homer with no outs. The Yankees will use this day off to take a deep breath and get themselves set for a schedule of 20 straight games beginning with the Zeros tomorrow night. 7 behind the Rays, 2 ahead of the Red Sox. So better to think Cole versus Sale once serious wild card baseball does begin. So who is your favorite to take over the 8th inning? Green or Loaisiga before we see Chapman? Kluber, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde. Now, he's only had one outing since coming back from missing what seems like a lifetime already. So no hits from him you get in the very beginning, as we saw the other night, and then he looks as though he can't get an out. Tyone, unhittable, of course. He starts off the same way we saw from Kluber the other night, unhittable now, and the hit parade later on. Jordan Montgomery, he pitches to no decisions more times than not because he never gets the support. And Aaron Boone, when to take out, when to leave in. Decisions, decisions as we head to Judge tomorrow and Judgment Day in October. So time now at this portion of the monologue to choose your favorite memory of 2021 when it comes to the New York Metropolitans. Was it signing Lindor before he took a single at bat in 2021? Was it Raccoon versus Rats? Was it getting Baez over, well, Chris Bryant? Was it Jared Porter? Was it the lasting memory of Mickey Callaway? Will it be Zach Scott, now on administrative leave for passing out in White Plains the other morning? Will it be losing 11 out of 13 to two of the National League's better teams? Will it be thumbs down? Will it be thumbs up? This may be way too simple, but if you want the narrative, one of my favorite words, if you want the narrative and the culture to change, Steve Cohen will have to make some very serious moves this offseason. If Sandy Alderson doesn't retire, then he must be retired. If Luis Rojas, unaware of thumbs down, should not be getting thumbs up for 2022. And long shot as it may be, Cohen has to reach out to Theo Epstein. Yeah, I'm going to join the chorus. And, of course, this radio station 24-7 for weeks has brought up this name of Theo Epstein. And he should be really getting an opportunity, at least be made an offer he can't refuse, to run Bain Small Operations. Whether you call him president or GM or czar or even minority owner, he should be given the offer he can't refuse, be left alone and given final say over everything New York Metropolitan Baseball. And that is from the farm to the city field table setters. And since he is a noted baseball exorcist, it's possible that what he did in Boston and Chicago, he could do in New York, where he would find his next major challenge. If he could find a way to end the curse of the Bambino and the Billy Goat curse, he might be able to rid the Mets of all that embarrasses the team on what seems too often a daily basis. Right now, it is two in a row for the Metropolitans, and in the game going on right now, it is in the third inning, and it is 2-1 Miami. First pitch of the game from Carrasco, a home run. Then we saw a double, a drive into right center. Nemo bobbles the ball, and now we have a runner over there at third base. Aguilar, who now leads the National League in RBIs with 93, the major leagues with 93 RBIs, drove in that runner from third. And so right away, early on, top of inning number one, 2-0 Miami. Villar, in the bottom of the first inning, he homered. And there's the 2-1 score that we have at the moment with the Marlins batting in the top of the third inning. So there is the chance, because the Dodgers did sweep the Braves. I mean, the Mets are not mathematically eliminated. And are you a diehard believer in a run they could make? Yen, you would have to ask, is Michael Conforto waking up? Where have you gone, Dominic Smith, and can you come back to where you've been? Can Brandon Nimmo be the team's MVP? He has been, really, with the walks and with the hits and with some better-than-expected defense. You can make the argument he's been the team's MVP. Of course, nobody forgets about the polar bear and all the home runs and the unofficial face of the franchise, Francisco Lindor, notwithstanding. And whether it'll be with Francisco Lindor, will there be a month of September where he looks to be what we all expected him to be? And yet it's been up to right now a very disappointing, underwhelming season for the 10-year, $341 million guy. Can Javier Baez, in this arguably final month as a Metropolitan, give us a few more thumbs up? Again, the Dodgers swept the Braves. The Metropolitans come off of the dramatic and emotional twin win over Miami. Can they make a run? Can they make this a last month of a push to serious October baseball? And can the new man in the bullpen give a helping hand. As you know, Brad Hand is now a Metropolitan. He wasn't very good with the Blue Jays with 11 outings and that 7.27 ERA. He used to be good when he was with San Diego and Cleveland, and not so good with Washington and Toronto. So he's now a Metropolitan, and if Brad Hand at 31 has anything left, we're going to find out. And the same thing also with Carlos Carrasco. Now, he is trailing right now by the score of 2-1. But can Carlos Carrasco, the cookie, is he going to crumble or is he going to get the job done as he used to do when he was a little bit younger and a little bit healthier, when not even the midges off the shore of Lake Erie could bother him?
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Got him with that wicked slider. And Carlos Carrasco has his third Major League complete game shutout.
Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things?
Everything that I learned, I just going to bring into the New York Mets, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun ride.
Ball game. Carlos Carrasco pitches the Indians their third straight complete game. They hadn't done that in 21 years.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
I would love to play 162 games, and that's what I built for. And I've been playing for a long time in the big league, 162 games, and that's what I want.
Ball game! What a job by Carlos Carrasco! And talk about finishing it off in style. A career-high 12 strikeouts for Carrasco.
They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C.
I would say I got the feeling. It's really good team. So now adding another pitcher and another position player like Lindor, so we got a pretty good chance to do it.
I mean, locked him up with a beautiful off-speed pitch, and he struck him out. Swung out and missed.
Yeah! Cookie, 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 start with C. Oh, boy!
Myself, my family, my friend, they're really happy for it. And even my friend and my teammate Lindor, too, because from day one to now, he even sent me a text how excited he is to play with the Mets, and I'm going to join him too. Both I'm really excited for.
Strike three called. Fastball locked him up. He's still throwing 95 miles an hour. Strikeout number 7.
Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with Z.
All right, that was then, and this is now, and again, 2-1 Miami over the Cookie, and the New York Metropolitans are trying to make it 3 in a row. So lots to talk about, of course, with the baseball, with the Yankees, and the 20 straight games that they will be playing beginning tomorrow night when they entertain the Zeros from Baltimore. And the Mets will come back, hopefully, from a 2-1 deficit here very early in the baseball game, and lots of questions going on. It is so far, after getting Brad Hand from earlier today, the Metropolitans again trying to just move forward without any kind of a major controversy, any kind of a major embarrassment. It just seems that daily something is always happening and going on with them. And again, it may be oversimplifying, but the bottom line is Steve Cohen, he has got to make some hard and tough decisions. He doesn't need to be everybody's best friend. He has to be a good owner and make some tough decisions, and that may involve Sandy Alderson, may involve Luis Rojas, certainly some of the players. And he has got to at least reach out to Theo Epstein, who has been known to be a baseball exorcist, as we saw with Boston twice and with Chicago once. So somebody needs to take a strong stand, and that somebody is Steve Cohen, owner of the Metropolitans. I don't think he enjoys having the kind of attention given to a team that continues to shoot itself in the foot. And so some changes, maybe many changes, need to be made to change that proverbial narrative and the proverbial culture with the New York Metropolitans. It's been underwhelming. It's been disappointing. It's been very, very frustrating. But still, you know, for those who believe in miracles, I mean, certainly, I mean, the Metropolitans are within striking distance, of course, of the division. Thanks to Hollywood taking care of the Braves three straight. But the Metropolitans need to worry about themselves, number one, and win an awful lot of baseball games in the month of September and get some help elsewhere. So we'll talk Yankees and we'll talk Metropolitans, and later on we're going to hear from Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. He covers the New York football Giants, and we'll talk Jets as well, and certainly anything and everything that you may want to be talking about between now and 11. You are welcome to call, and you can RSVP with the 1-877-337-6666, number to call on your fan New York.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.